Okay, hello everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
And hey Matthew again.
Rodrigo, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. So we're doing this podcast now. This time, this is for a B1 level, right? An intermediate level.
Okay.
So today we're going to speak a little bit more English than Spanish, right?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And today we're going to talk about two very important tenses. Yeah. What are those, Matthew?
Okay. So we're going to talk about the past simple, and we're also going to use that with the past continuous.
Very good. Great. Good. So the people watching this have probably studied the past simple and the past continuous before, right? So we're doing some revision, let's say.
Okay, that's always good.
Great, very good. So let's talk about the past simple first, yeah, the past simple. So when we talk about the past simple, what is it? What's the meaning of that?
So these are talking about things that have happened in the past that have completed, or maybe we're talking about repeated events that happened in the past.
Right, good. So maybe we can say, when I was young, I played video games every Sunday. Right. That would be a repeated action in the past, right? Yes. I play video games. Good. So there we have played. Yeah, played. What is that? It's an important part of the past simple.
Right. Yes, Rodrigo. So here we've got a regular verb play. In the past simple, we add ed and it becomes played.
Perfect. Great. So it's very important to know that we have regular verbs and irregular verbs, right? So regular verbs are easy, right, Matthew?
Yeah, they're good. They're nice and easy. All we have to do is add ed. They do change a little bit the way they are pronounced depending on the end of the verb, but maybe we're going to get into that a little bit later. Irregular verbs are harder, and I don't know, Rodrigo, I think really, we have to memorize them.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, all you can do, students, is just find the list. You can find one in the campus, a very useful list, and study all of them one by one. Try to memorize. It's not so difficult, though, right?
No. In fact, because we use them so often, very quickly, you'll find that you remember and you don't have to think too hard.
That's great. Good. So that's what the past simple is about. Yeah. So talking about something that happened in the past, and we're talking about a specific thing. Yeah. For other kinds of sentences in the past, you can use the present perfect, but we're not going to talk about the present perfect today.
Okay. Just the past simple today.
Yeah. Just the past. Let's stay there. Very good. Si alguien está viendo en vivo y quiere hacer alguna pregunta, seguro podremos o intentaremos responderla con Matthew. Anyway, so can you give us another example, Matthew? Can you give us another example of a sentence in the past simple?
Okay. I went to the beach yesterday.
Great. Good. So that's an irregular verb, yeah? Yeah, I went. Yes. It's the past of go, right?
That's right. Yes.
Good. Perfect. So that's great. Now, how about negatives? That changes a little bit, yeah? If we want to talk about a negative in the past simple.
Right. Okay, good. So then we need to use did not. Or for the example, we just had a moment ago, I went to the beach yesterday. Well, I didn't because it was very cold. So I did not go to the beach yesterday.
Great, perfect. So we add didn't, and then the verb changes back to the present, let's say, yeah?
Yeah, that's but, right, Rodrigo. So it's back to the infinitive or the base verb along with did not.
Good. So affirmative, I went to the beach, and negative, I didn't go to the beach. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's not so difficult.
No, no. It's, yeah, it's quite straightforward. No, once we practice it, it's easy. Yeah.
Good. And what's very easy is that you use didn't for I, you, we, he, she, for everyone. It's only didn't, right?
That's great. That doesn't change. So we don't have to worry about that.
Great. Very good. All you need to try and not mix with Spanish. Yeah, that's what people need to do. Because in Spanish, en español, es distinto, ¿no? Simplemente en español le agregamos el no. Ayer fui a la playa o no fui a la playa. In English, it's I went but didn't go. So we need to change that a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. I think it could be a little bit easier in Spanish, maybe, Rodrigo.
Yeah, well, unless you take into account all the different conjugations of the word in Spanish. Fui, fue, fueron, which in English we don't have. It's only went. So good for English. Thanks. Great. And let's talk about questions now. How do we form questions?
Right. Okay, good. So then we start with did. Did you go to the beach yesterday?
Good. Perfect. So did, then the subject, and then the verb. Yeah. So we have those three things. Did, you, the subject, and go, the verb. That's great. That's very good. Can you ask me some questions in English to give some examples?
Right. Okay, Rodrigo. So let's see. Did you have breakfast this morning?
Very good question. Actually, I didn't. I didn't have breakfast this morning.
Okay. Rodrigo, did you go to the park yesterday?
Well, I did. I went to the park yesterday. So there with the answers, I can say, yes, I did. Yes, I did. And then I can give a sentence. I went to the park yesterday. Right? So we can answer the short, yes, I did. And we can answer a long answer. I went to the park yesterday. Right?
And Rodrigo, what is the short negative answer to the question?
That would be, no, I didn't. So I can answer, yes, I did, or no, I didn't.
Okay.
Very good. All right, Matthew, let's move on now to the next topic of today, which is the past continuous, right? So this is different from the past simple, because we said past simple, something in the past that was one action or a repeated action, yeah? In different days.
That's right. Yes.
What about the past continuous? What is that?
Okay, so this is something, an action that we were doing during a period of time in the past. For example, last week I was watching TV.
Good. Perfect. Great. So it's a longer action or it's continuous. That's it. Mm-hmm. An action in progress at that time. In Spanish, it's when we say estaba comiendo, estaba jugando, estaba viendo la TV, right? I was watching TV. Excellent. And how do we form a sentence in the past continuous? What do we need, Matthew?
Okay, so here we need the past of the verb to be. So instead of saying I am, we would say I was. And then we need the continuous, the ing, on the end of our verb. In our example, we said, I was watching. So watch with ing to make it continuous.
Perfect. That's great. I think it's fairly simple, the past continuous, especially because our students probably already know the present continuous, right?
Yes, that's right. So it's basically the same.
Yeah, it's the same. All we do is change am, or the verb be in the present, for was or were, right? And that's it. So instead of, if I want to say, ellos estaban viendo la TV now, it's they, perdón, están viendo la TV ahora, now, it's they are watching TV. So in the past, what is that, Matthew?
Okay, so in the past, we would say they were watching TV.
And that's it. Good. So we change the R for were. Fairly simple. I can live with that.
So far, so good. But does it get complicated?
Well, not really. I wouldn't really say complicated. No. We can talk about negatives, maybe. So maybe. That's fairly simple as well. So it's the negative of the verb be, yeah? Right. Instead of they were watching TV, they weren't or were not watching TV. That's not difficult.
No, that's okay. No problem.
Good. So maybe we can give some examples. For example, I wasn't watching TV last night at 12 p.m. or at 12 a.m. I was sleeping at that time.
Good. That's a good example. I wasn't playing football yesterday. I was watching the match.
Good. That's great. Very good examples. So we have affirmatives, we have negatives. Now we need questions. So how do we form a question here?
Okay, so we can begin with were. Were you watching the TV yesterday?
Good, great. So we start with were, then we have the person, the subject, you, were you, and then the verb with ing. Were you playing? Were you watching? Were you eating? Good. We can also talk about he. So was he playing football last night? Was he eating out? Yesterday morning. Well, anyway, good, very good. Anything else about questions?
I think you've mentioned it both there, no, Rodrigo? So were or was, depending on the subject, and then the verb with the continuous ing, and we have our question formed.
Yeah, that's great. Very good. Perfect. So now let's complicate it a little, vamos a complicar un poquito, and use the past simple and the past continuous together. And we do that by using when. Yeah, this word when. Can you give us an example, Matthew?
Right, okay. So with when, I was playing football when it started to rain.
Oh, no. I hate that. Good. So that's a perfect example, eh? I was playing football, that's past continuous, when it started to rain. Started to rain, that's the past simple. So what is this? Why are we using these two together?
Well, we want to explain something is happening when another event interrupted it and began to happen or took place.
Good. Perfect. We use this in Spanish as well, yeah? The same example in Spanish. Estaba jugando al fútbol cuando empezó a llover. Yeah? So, estaba jugando al fútbol and suddenly, de repente, empezó a llover, right? So the same in English. I was playing football when it started to rain. It interrupted. Can you give us another example, Matthew?
Okay, with when.
You're very good with examples.
Let me see. I was recording a podcast when my phone rang.
Oh, perfect. Good. So that's great. I was recording my podcast. That's in the past continuous. You were doing that when Your phone rang. That's right. Terrible. Yeah. Well, that happens very often when you are in the shower as well. Yeah.
That's so true. You're right.
I was taking a shower when my phone rang. Oh, no. That's really bad. So great. We can use this word when to use past continuous and the past simple together. And but then we can use this word while that we have right here, while here, to use two past continuous sentences, right, Matthew?
Yeah, this is really useful, Rodrigo. Maybe we're telling a story or perhaps a joke, something like that, and we want to link two events that are happening. So we can use while.
Great. So like an example? At the same time, yeah? Good, yeah, please.
Yes, at the same time. Yeah, very good. Okay. So I was making the dinner while my wife was watching TV.
Oh, very good for your wife. That's great. So you were doing all the work and she was watching TV. That's great.
I'm not sure how accurate my example was, Rodrigo.
But... Well, let's ask your wife. Great, good. So that's a great example, yeah? So maybe what other example can you give us?
Okay, with while. I was walking down the road while my friends drove past.
All right, good, perfect. So that's past continuous and past simple in that one. Great, good, perfect. Let me think of an example. I'm terrible with examples. I could say I was playing tennis while my friends were watching.
Watching.
That's it. Watching me play tennis. Good. So I was playing tennis while my friends were watching. So I was doing this and they were doing that at the same time. So while. What is while in Spanish? We didn't say that.
I suppose it would be mientras, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Good. Perfect. So yo estaba haciendo esto mientras ellos estaban haciendo esta otra cosa, right? So mientras, perfect. So when is cuando. So I was doing this when this happened. And while is mientras, right? Mm-hmm. So I was doing this while they were doing that. So that's great. I think we've covered everything. Espero no hayamos hablado muy rápido. Hopefully you understood, everybody.
I think there's plenty more information about this on the campus, no, Rodrigo? So if you have any questions, you can have a look. Level 7, I think, is where we can find it.
Yes, level 7, lesson 12.
Right.
So they should go to the campus then to learn more about it.
I think so, yes. That's a good idea.
Great. So campus.trainlang.com, campus.trainlang.com. ¿Y qué pueden hacer ahí los alumnos, Matthew? What can they do in there?
Montón de cosas, Rodrigo. Hay videos, también exercises. Yeah, there's lots to keep you busy.
Great. And they can sign up for private lessons, right? Pueden asistir a clases privadas, one-on-one, quizás con Matthew o conmigo o con otro de nuestros profesores. También tenemos webinars grupales a los que pueden asistir. So please join, visit Trainlang, campus.trainlang.com. All right, Matthew, thank you very much for joining me today.
Hey, Rodrigo, thank you. I've enjoyed it. That's been good fun.
Goodbye, everyone.
See you later.